Back now with Day to Day. In Spokane, Washington, the Airway Heights Corrections Center houses 2,100 inmates. They're there for crimes from drug possession to assault.
Prison officials are trying to change the prison culture there. They're turning it into something called a therapeutic community. It's an approach used in small groups and other institutions, but Airway Heights officials believe they are the first in the country to apply it prison-wide. Doug Nedvornik from the Northwest News Network reports.
Stop making excuses and take responsibility for our actions.
We're in a room with a group of men dressed in baby blue t-shirts. If you close your eyes and listen, you'd swear this is an AA meeting and the men are saying the Serenity Prayer. But this isn't AA. It's the regular weekday meeting of the inmates in Wing C4 in the minimum security unit at Airway Heights. These are former drug users and nonviolent offenders. This is part of the new regime at Airway Heights, a daily meeting to discuss schedules and issues. And then offenders are kept busy with work and community responsibilities, just like men and women on the outside. Inmate Nathan Lafayette.
The core idea is to change who you are and how you think and how you interact with the people around you.
Lafayette's rebuilding a life that went up in smoke a few years ago. He was a small-town Chamber of Commerce director until he got hooked on meth. Now he's serving the last few months of his sentence for drug possession, and he's making 43 cents an hour as a unit leader and evangelist for the new program.
And by doing that, you're going to be able to become a person who's got better values and someone who can live in the community without coming back to prison.
When State Department of Corrections officials decided that Airway Heights would be the test site for this program, they turned to Kay Heinrich. Heinrich has designed and run programs like this in small chemical dependency units in Washington's other prisons. We spoke to her in the prison's medium security unit.
We knew it was working. The units were safer. The recidivism was lower for those folks. More cooperation. People liked working on the units. And so it was time that the department actually came up with, okay, let's do this for an entire prison.
Heinrich and her team started the program in the minimum security unit. They required staff and inmates to take intensive four-day indoctrination classes. They issued a new book of rules and expectations, like no swearing. And inmates and guards must address each other with titles like Mr. and Ms. Heinrich also split the unit into two inmate groups, each with their own governments and committees. The committees are responsible for keeping the living quarters and yards clean, holding daily meetings, and enforcing the inmate rules.
And to me, if everyone's busy, that's how our lives are on the outside. You know, when you get out, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to be responsible for your families.
Inmate Daryl Jones says many of his peers resisted at first.
They feel that people are treating them like children. They tell you when you can go and do something. You know, that's just a part of losing your freedom, you know. So who's an adult that wants to be told what they can and cannot do?
But Heinrich says inmates and staff are adjusting. She says the atmosphere around the unit is more respectful and it's safer. But that's anecdotal evidence. She's also gathering the concrete evidence about recidivism that legislators will need to write the checks. Heinrich counters, saying this approach isn't any more expensive and the results will save money in the long run.
When these guys and gals come out, they're going to be my neighbors. They're going to be living in the community. And so I want to make sure that they get the treatment, the education, and the vocational skills that they need so that they can be successful. And we don't have to build more prisons because they keep recycling.
Nathan Lafayette is confident that he won't recycle back into prison and that he'll stay clean after he's let loose at the end of the year.
I think that this is preparing me better to get out in society, because if I just would have gone to prison for 3 years, 4 years, and then just got out with no assistance and no work on myself as a person, I would be predisposed to go back to doing drugs.
The new program will continue at Airway Heights even after Lafayette's gone at the end of this year. If it continues to go smoothly, prison officials hope to use it as a model for other prisons in the state. For NPR News, I'm Doug Nedvornik in Airway Heights, Washington.